Yitzchak. Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Samach Beis, and today we are doing page Reish Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So this is Si'ifim Ches and Tes. That's what's on tap for tonight. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Paretz Merubah La'omid. If you have a wall that has more open space than it has actual wall, Aser, that is not a valid wall. Elim Kin Kol Pirtzmeh B'chus Mishlosh Tefachim, unless each open space is less than three Tefachim, because then that's considered a closed space, because that is Lavud. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memhei, Meruba Afilu Shtei Mechitzas Shleim Is Kam Bedovin Shabbat Lechi Otzer Sa Pesach Asuyu Kedina B'Mechitzas Shlishes Haya Paretz Meruba. When we say that Paretz Meruba Lomid is a problem, that means even if two of the walls are perfectly good and it's only the third wall that's Paretz Meruba Lomid, Nech Shavos Mechitzas Kaman Delese, we view that third wall as if it doesn't exist. Afilu Kenegad Lomid Nech Shav Kaparetz, and even the part that's across from where there is wall is considered as if it's busted wide open. And then say there are three full walls and the fourth wall is Paretz Merubah Lomid, that fourth wall doesn't exist and it's as if you have only three mechitos. Aval kesha omid merubah mutter. But if you have on that fourth wall more wall than you have open space, then it's mutter. V'yeshomrim, others say shafilu omid einu merubah mitzad echad rak mishnei atzadim. Even if the omid is merubah laparutz, but not in one straight continuous wall, but rather it's when you add up the amount of omeid, it outnumbers the parutz. Then mitzarif ma'adadi u'mispatel parutz legabei. Then we could be mitzarif the two omuds, and that will overpower the parutz that collectively is less than the omeid. Va'afilu omeid gufa shebishnei atzadim eino b'miluo eliyesh b'kol echad gamkein pirtza. And only that, even if you have, let's say, omeid of 5 amos on one side, and then omeid of 5 amos on the other side, and then you have 7 amos of parutz in between, so that's for sure valid. But not only that, even if the 5 amos of omeid on this side aren't really 5 amos, it's 2 amos, 1 amos, 2 amos, meaning 2 amos of omeid, 1 amos of parutz, 2 amos of omeid, and the 5 amos on this side also 2 amos, 1 amos, 2 amos, something like that. So there's actual pirtza in that omeid. Nevertheless, and if you actually did the math, you would find that there's more opening than there is wall. But that omeid that parutz that's in between the two omeids on each side is ki'ilu, it's closed off, and even that is going to work. Again, v'afilu ma'omeid gufa shebishnei atzadim eino b'milua yesh b'kol echad gam kein pirtza el shomeid rabba olav nechshav al yidei zeh ki'ilu kulo omeid mizbatal parutz be'emtza. We view it as if it's all omeid and the parutz in that small amount of parutz in each omeid is as if it's batel. Kikon shayi shetach harov rochav chamisha asrama. So he gives an example. Let's say you have shetach haruach is rochav chamisha asrama. The entire side is 15 amos. V'nishar b'kteya kosel amma. And then you have at the very corner 1 amma of wall. V'nifrat amma. Then 1 amma of open space. Then v'nishar omeid shnei amos. And then 2 amos of wall. V'slo pirtza gedolah shel sheva amos. Then you have a large open space of 7 amos. And then on the other side, you likewise have v'slo omeid shnei amos, 2 amos of wall, v'od pirtza amma, and a pirtza of 1 amma, v'od pas amma, and then another corner that's an amma, b'ktzei sheni shel kosel, in the other corner of the wall. Nechshav zeh kilu omeid merubah parts. We consider it as if it's omeid merubah parts, even though, if you do the math, there's 7 amos of parts in the middle, and plus another 2 amos of parts on each side is 9 amos of parutz, and the whole ruach is only 15 amos. 9 of those 15 amos are parutz, but those 2 1-amma prutzim on each side don't count. They count as omeid. They don't count as parutz because they are each sandwiched by omeid. So we view this as if it's 8 amos of omeid and 7 amos of parutz, and therefore it's a valid wall. So unless parutz merubah lomeid is a problem, unless the pirtzas are all pchusa, are all less than 3 tfachim, tavi lavud, because that's considered lavud uka omeid dami, and that's considered omeid. Valkein afilum beloza ha'yisham pirtza gedola, kigon shemachzik shetachos ruach acharas v'yama. So even if you have a large pirtza, so let's say the whole area is 11 amos. V'hayisham pirtza shel chamisha amos b'makom echad. And then you have 5 amos of wide open. U'b'shish amos ha'nasarim. And in the remaining 6 amos, hayu b'kulin pirtzas ketanos shel pachas pachas mishal shetvachim. There's a steady diet of pirtzos that are less than 3 tvachim. Cheshvina nosan ar pratzos kiluein stumos v'imit shashomein meruba. We view all those pratzos as if they are closed, and therefore it's omed meruba. Mishal shetvachim, less than 3 tefachim, v'after b'parutz ke omed mevor b'sif testa, that's Ramos Nechshav l'Pesach. And even though when we said that if it's exactly even, the amount of parts and the amount of omed is exactly even, so then we said any space up until 10 amos is considered just to be a Pesach in that wall, b'parutz meruba, when it's more parutz than it is omed, afilu alidei pratzos shoshosh tefachim, gam kein aser. Even if it's more parutz just because of pirtzos that are just 3 or 4 or 5 tefachim, it's still going to be aser, mishum da omed mispatel gabei, because the omid becomes batel to the parutz. Now says the Shulchan Aruch Siftes, parutz ki omid, if it's an even amount of parutz and omid, mutter. That's going to be mutter bein b'shsi, bein ba'erev. That's regardless of whether it's an even amount of parutz in horizontally or vertically. Ubelvad shlo ye makom echad parutz yosem eser. As long as you don't have a pirtza that's larger than 10 amos in one spot, aval ades ramos mutter mnei shi kepesach. But whenever you have parutz ki omid, you're allowed up until the 10 ama pirtza, and that's considered to be a pesach into the of that side. Says the Mishmura Memches, parutz ki omid mutter. To lo tzarik sheya omid meruba ala parutz. You don't dafka need that there be more omid than parutz. Afilum shavneim gamkin mutter. Even if it's even, that's mutter. Kiven she'ein haparutz meruba. As long as there's not more parutz. Vafilu kenegad haparutz mutter l'taltel. And you're allowed to be metaltel even across from where it's parutz. D'yesh ha'ideiz ha'din mechitza shlema, because that's considered a full mechitza. Bein b'shsi sha'omeid al gabe karka begova v'yesh chalolim rechavim betocha mechitza asha parutz yishav la'omeid. You have posts that are standing vertically on the ground, and the space in between the posts is as big as the posts themselves. So that's considered to be parutz ke'omeid, and that's fine. Bein ba'erev, or you have horizontal walls that have breaks in it. Between the horizontal lines, there are breaks in it. So that also, if it's even, that would be valid. So it says in Mishmur Da, that one of the basic rules of mechitzos is that the bottom 3 tefachim of the mechitza cannot be all parutz, because the imayyub chal shal shal tefachim, I feel the malas asa hashiva tefachim below shum chalal, have a dinimtsa shaomid maruba la parutz, o shahaya lamaila asar tefachim shlemim. If the bottom 3 tefachim is open, is airspace, even if you build 7 tefachim straight of wall on top of that, or even if you build 10 tefachim of wall straight on top of that, gamkein lomani, it doesn't help. Why? Davli mechitza shagadi and bokin tachteha, because we view that as a mechitza that a small animal could just crawl right underneath it, and therefore it's not an effective mechitza. V'cheinim mechitza yilamata gova shisha tefachim. And likewise, if the mechitza starts with 6 tefachim off of the ground of straight wall, and then v'hirchuk shalosh tefachim shleimim, and then you leave a 3 tefach gap, v'hem adamala od pas v'shlim lasar tefachim, and then you add 1 tefach of wall on top of that, and that's what gets you to your 10 tefachim, meaning you have 6 tefachim of wall, 3 tefachim of air, 1 tefach of wall. That's how you get to your height of 10 tefachim. Kamkin lomani, it does not work. The 3 tefachim of air will not work. Av sha'omid meruba al parts, even though you're saying, well, wait a second, I'm doing my math here, and it looks to me like I got 7 tefachim of wall and only 3 tefachim of air. So shouldn't that work if it's omid meruba al parts? No, here's why it doesn't work. Who told you to stop measuring right when you hit the height of 10 tefachim? Maybe you keep on measuring, and what's above the height of 10 tefachim? All air. Just open air is above the height of 10 tefachim. To us, the avir shel chol shlosh tefachim shetachs apas, v'avir shel lemaila min apas ad l'rikiyam v'atle l'apasha be'emtza. You have 3 tefachim of air beneath that last tefach of wall, and an infinite amount of air above that last tefach of wall. And whenever you have more of air than on both sides, sandwiching the wall, that there's a greater amount of air on each side, sandwiching that wall, it's mevatel, that that wall. V'chein ha'masal l'mata b'tachtiso shlosh tefachim, v'chein l'mayla shlosh tefachim, v'masal shor rochav arba tefachim chalal. And therefore, it would likewise be the same problem if you have three tefachim of wall, four tefachim of air, and then another three tefachim of wall. It's still going to be a problem. Afsha b'sach ha'kol yesh omid shal shish tefachim merubu al chol shabin ha'tayim. Even though when you do the math, you have six tefachim of wall height and only four tefachim of pirtza, lavi mechitza. It's not a mechitza. Why? Dasi avira de l'mayla v'avir arba tefachim shabemtza umvatla shal shish tefachim. Because above your top three tefachim of wall, you have infinite air. Below that top three tefachim of wall, you have four tefachim of air. So both of those are a number that is greater than the three tefachim of wall, and therefore it's mevatel that three tefachim of wall. Aval imasa lemaila arba tefachim ubetachtiso shlosha tefachim ubeemtza nishar shlosha tefachim chalal. But let's say you have three tefachim of wall, three tefachim of airspace, and then above that, four tefachim of wall. Now it's going to be good. Then we don't say the air on both sides of that four tefachim of wall sandwiches it, that sandwiches it, overwhelms it, and is mevatel it. Why? Because since the four tefachim of wall on top is a larger amount than the three tefachim of air that's right beneath it, the air cannot be mevatel it. Again, the basic rule is, in order for the bread of the sandwich to overwhelm the center of the sandwich, the bread needs to be thicker on both sides. The bread needs to be, right, the two sides need to be bigger than what's in the middle. So if you want to be mevatel wall that's in the middle, then the airspace above it and the airspace below it have to be more than that wall. But in this case, the avir is batel, and it's as if the whole thing is closed off. He said, the picture that I just drew you is one of omid merubah l'parutz. You're never going to find, when you're dealing with horizontal walls, that it's parutz ki omid. That will never be, that it's exactly even, that it's parutz. And he says, and if you want to know why, look at the Bir Halacha. He explains it more clearly in the Bir Halacha why it would never be that it's parutz ki omid. The lashon of the mechaber over here comes from the tur. And the tur didn't mean parutz ki omid li'inyan erev when it came to horizontal slats. The only reason we mentioned parutz ki omid is because when it comes to vertical slats, that's a possibility. V'teida, and you should know, the Pepiskei HaRosh L'Kosov Shem Rakta Omid Merubah L'Parts Matir Be'erev, that in the Pepiskei HaRosh, he only mentions, when it comes to horizontal, that it's Parts Merubah Ala Omid, or Omid Merubah Ala Parts, rather. It doesn't talk about Omid and Parts being even, because that's an impossibility. V'ayin B'Bir Halacha, Shelo Yehei V'chulei, Da'al Yedei Zeh Nechshav. Why is it an impossibility, by the way, that it's going to be exactly even? Because you're always going to have to cheshbon in the air on top. If it's exactly even, then you have to cheshbon in the air, and that's infinite. The air on top is always going to be infinite. So that's why we never have it exactly even. Shelo yehei dal yedei zeh nechshav kol hakosel kilu eino v'afilu amin ruba l'parutz. That we said, provided that you don't have a pirtza that's bigger than 10 amos in one spot, because then the whole wall is as if it doesn't exist, even if it is more omid than parutz. It's a 25 amal expanse on this side, and 13 of the amos are wall, and it's a 12 amma gap, then you have nothing. You have no wall whatsoever. Aval ad eser v'ad b'chlal, but up until and including 10 amos, that's considered a doorway, that's considered to be an opening. So to review what we learned today, in Siv Ches we said that when you have parutz merubah ala omed, it's aser, unless each pirtza is less than 3 tvachim, in which case it is mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that it's more than meets the eye over there, because sometimes when you do all the math, there may be more pirtza than there is omeid, but if each of the omeids surround a small amount of pirtza, we view each of the omeids as if they're continuous. So you could have on two ends an amma of omeid, an amma of parutz, and two amos of omeid. We view that as if it's four straight amos of omeid. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. And then we said that in Siftes, that whenever it's even, the parutz is ki omeid, so that's going to be mutter bishasi. Be'erev, it can never happen. It can never happen that it's part, it's ke'omed. But we set a couple of rules that, number one, when the first three tefachim off the ground cannot be empty, because then a gedi can get through, it's an ineffective mechitza. And the second critical rule is that whenever you have something sandwiching something else, either two parutzes sandwiching an omed, or two omeds sandwiching a parutz, so if the two side things are both larger than what's in the middle, it overwhelms and is mevatel that which is in the middle. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the exciting topic of Tzuras HaPesach. So that, Baruch Hashem, we will begin tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.